Up next, we have Coach Graham. Arizona State is home this week and hosting Washington on Saturday. We will now open it up to questions for Coach.
To ask Coach a question, please press star 1. And your first question comes from the line of Kyle Goon, Salt Lake Tribune.
Coach, I was just wondering, with the officiating error that was acknowledged by the Pac-12 this weekend that went against your team, I was just wondering if you feel like, you know, the conference and the NCAA at large is kind of taking the right steps to hold officials accountable when they make those mistakes.
Well, you know, what I do, I don't worry about things that I can't control. And so, you know, my job is to coach, and that's what I do, and I let them do their job, and, you know, leave it at that.
Thank you.
And your next question comes from the line of Ted Miller, ESPN.com.
Todd, obviously a frustrating stretch for you guys. What sort of your approach with the guys in the locker room? Is there some fire and brimstone, or do you need to rebuild their confidence?
No, I mean, the difference is, Ted, it's been a head scratcher. You know, we've been ahead in all three games. You know, the difference between being 7-2 and in first place and 4-5 and out of the race has been, you know, very, very small, thin line. And, you know, we've I think we've won 27 games when we're leading at halftime, and we've lost two in the last 3 weeks, you know, that we're leading at halftime. And then we've bled in the fourth quarter in all three of them. And, you know, the reality is, you know, we play them some really good teams, and the teams are very, very closely matched. And I think the common denominator that we've gone back and really looked at is just been, you know, the turnovers. You know, we haven't gotten them, and we've turned the ball over in every game. We hadn't had one game. You know, we were third in the country in turnover ratio and coming into this season, and that's been the big deal. But as far as the locker room, you know, our guys are very mature. We got great character. We built it on a strong foundation. They're not very emotional. I mean, they're not up and down, and they're not playing undisciplined. We're still the top of the league as far as, you know, the fewest penalties, and we're not getting a lot of penalties. We're playing clean football, and our guys are playing hard. So, no, it's just, you know, obviously it's disappointing and it's frustrating, but you just got to keep plugging and get back out there and get back on, you know, the winning track. That's what we got to do. I think that, you know, obviously, you know, a win would, you know, cure a lot of things up, but just been basically the losing close games has been the big deal, but we've had our opportunities in all three of them.
Great. Thank you.
Okay.
Your next question comes from the line of Kevin Gimble, ESPN.com.
Hey, Coach, I know it would make life a lot easier if you just get to that 6-win mark and you don't have to worry about it, but there's a couple scenarios that exist where 5-7 teams might make it to bowl games this year. Do you have any thoughts on a sub-500 team making the bowl game?
You know, golly, that's you know, as a fan, I'll answer that as a fan. I wouldn't be in favor
sure.
of that. I mean, I'll just be honest with you. I mean, I think that, you know, I mean, there's a certain standard that you want to keep, but on the same hand, I mean, I understand you got to fill out a certain amount of teams and games, and you don't want to, anytime you give kids an opportunity to, you know, for recognition and for an opportunity to go to bowl game, I'm all for that. But just as, you know, from a competitive standpoint, from a fan standpoint, I wouldn't be too in favor of that.
I would imagine as a coach, though, you would want to get that extra practice time. And
heck yeah, I would. Oh, if I was offered to go to a bowl or not, I'd sure take it. Because
gotcha.
Because it's so vital to your program, you know, that's something we've had the luxury every year to be in a bowl every year, and getting that extra practice is critical. So that's something we've talked a whole lot about. Even though, you know, our goal is to be Pac-12 champions, and you know, we're disappointed. This is the first time we've been out of the race this early. You know what I'm saying? It's come down to the wire, you know, last year to the last game of the season. The year before, we were in the championship, and the first year, you know, we wind up, you know, winning and being successful where we wind up, you know, just, you know, being out of the championship, you know, last second field goal against UCLA. So, you know, That's been disappointing. But on the same hand, for our program, we need to go. We need to go win the next three games and get in a bowl game and get to that eighth win. You know, we're accustomed to winning 10 games a year. You know, and so it's very, very important. And it's hard. You know, because these games are, you're going to play in a lot of close games in this league. And I say that every year, you got to win the close ones. And we've lost every close game we've had. And so that's why we're sitting where we're at. We got to get that turned.
Great. Thanks, Tom.
Hi, buddy.
Again, to ask Coach a question, please press star 1.
All right. That's all the questions we have for you today, Coach. Thank you, and good luck this weekend.
All right. Thank you, Ben.